This is Chris Bleck on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Thanks for listening to the Bleck and Abdallah podcast. It's presented by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Episodes 5 and 6 of The Last Dance will air on Sunday night on ESPN television. Here on ESPN 1000, all of our coverage of The Last Dance is presented by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill. So throughout The Last Dance, as it is playing on ESPN television, Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000, each time we host a show, we have a segment called Bulls Backstory, and we've done this a couple of times now, and you can find the previous episodes on our podcast page on the ESPN Chicago app. And tonight's edition of Bulls Backstory, Abdallah, we will take a look at the Shrug Game. Michael Jordan in 1992, NBA Finals Game 1, Bulls and Portland Trailblazers. The Shrug Game as Michael Jordan goes off in the first half.
It'd be a great series. I mean, the series ended up being, you know, six games long, but this first game was a blowout, 122-89, Jordan with 39. And, you know, we were talking about a little bit earlier about how, oh, this is supposed to be like this great game from Michael Jordan. He hit all these threes. He hit six threes. Like, by normal.
In the moment, it was an NBA Finals record.
Yes.
Six threes. And a little known fact, unless you go back and watch the game, he missed the first two.
Yeah.
Like imagine if he started the game off like he was Klay Thompson and hit 8 for 8 to start the game. Like, people really would have lost their minds, but it was cool in 1992 to see Michael Jordan going up against Clyde Drexler, and really the dynamic there of Drexler being the other really good shooting guard in the NBA. They were on the dream team together. Mm-hmm. They are two guys that came into the league at about the same time, Drexler a year before Jordan, and Drexler was the high-flying shooting guard who was the next guy to lead his team to a championship, right? It was him and Michael, and they were competing in the NBA Finals. Like we like to do here on Bulls Backstory here on ESPN 1000, we like to give you some samples from what it sounded like in the time. So the
this
NBA
is the best part.
Of course it is. The NBA on NBC was the television station running things for the NBA Finals, and the way they started these broadcasts were fantastic. They were Bob Costas welcoming us to the broadcast. Here it is on NBC television back in the day, game one of the NBA Finals.
It's clear now the most important game of the NBA's regular season was March 1st, Portland at Chicago. Not so much for the Bulls' easy victory, but rather for Phil Jackson's bold comment on the eve of the game.
I think this club represents a team that plays in spurts, but they'll self-destruct.
The game was never close enough to test Jackson's theory. Chicago wrote a glaring overmatch at small forward, Scottie Pippen outscoring Jerome Kersey by 18 points in a 20-point blowout. And the point Michael Jordan made afterward stung all the more. The Bulls had publicly amplified 3 years' worth of doubt about this Portland franchise, and suddenly, what had been only whispered around the NBA was now spoken openly. Portland was good, but they lacked the resourcefulness and savvy to win close, important games. And so, for the past 3 months, the Blazers have endured daily questions, not about their shooting or their rebounding, but about their judgment and on-court leadership. Portland has protested occasionally, but the slander has been so caustic, so routine, that the Blazers now know they have only one effective reply.
Ah, oh, there it is. Here comes the music. Round Ball Rock by Joe Tesh. So great. So great.
So great.
You know, and as a kid, you're sitting there watching the games, because we were little at the time, but like, yeah. This was the moment, right? Like, when that would hit after Costas read the intro, then you see the highlights, and then you're like, that, like, nothing to me says NBA basketball like that. Hearing the intro into the music hitting, so awesome.
Well, you have to understand too. So like this is the finals, right? So when we when I lived over,
back to the intro.
Wait, hold on, sorry, not to cut off.
Big Kassi. Voices coming.
This is the NBA on NBC. The 1992 NBA Finals. Tonight, Game 1 between the Portland Trail Blazers and the Chicago Bulls.
The Madhouse on Madison has become one of the most recognizable symbols of the city of broad shoulders. That, of course, was Carl Sandburg's description of Chicago. But in searching for a headline for this series, we might borrow from a literary figure of an earlier time, as both the Trailblazers and Bulls arrive here motivated and burdened by great expectations. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bob Costas. Welcome to the NBA Finals.
I mean, that's Costas on NBC back in the day. Like, that's MVP Bob Costas,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, throwing out there Carl Sandburg. I mean, that's in your intro? Like, really? Like, that's what you're... Like, you're working at an IQ level that's above many who are watching, sir. And I get it. Many know who Carl Sandburg is. But, like, literary figures within your intro for Bulls basketball against the Portland Trailblazers, game one of the NBA Finals?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, baby, that was good.
Mm-hmm. What I was saying before Bob Costas rudely interrupted me,
actually,
I rudely interrupted you Bob Costas, and I'm
we
sorry.
We all do.
Is that I lived overseas during the first three-peat, and so we wouldn't get full games until the finals. So I would catch highlights, you know, on like some CNN sports update, like you know, when you go overseas or you go to like a hotel and you could see it, it's like the weird, like national CNN. So, or international CNN, I mean, we would get that and I'd get highlights of Jordan every once in a while, but we wouldn't get full games until the finals. So I wouldn't get to see full Michael Jordan games until the finals. So this was one of the first ones, and it's like, oh, the shrug game happened. You know, while I'm watching it on a VHS tape because I was staying up late and all that kind of stuff.
So we get the Costas intro. We get the John Tesh and the Roundball Rock, the NBA on NBC theme. Then we get to the game, the good stuff. Jordan hits 6 3-pointers in the first half, scores 35 points in game one of the NBA Finals in 1992.
Jordan. See Michael bombing away. That's his third three-point attempt, and he finally hits, setting up Jordan wide open for another three. Blazers get back. Pippen back for Jordan again for three. You know, Michael Jordan. Jordan for three. Well, Michael has gone to a new weapon.
That was that putback dunk by Jordan.
There's Jordan for three! Yes! Did you see that look? Michael indicating he can't believe it.
Well, if you take those hurried shots, that's what's going to happen. The wings of the Chicago Bulls can open the game wide open. The defensive pressure, the steals, the transition game, and then Pippen.
So that's Mike Fratello with Marv Albert on the highlights there. There was one play in the highlight package that was not a three-point shot. It was after Pippen went in for the layup and Jordan put it back, mm-hmm. the slam dunk, mm-hmm. and then immediately after, mm-hmm. another turnover, and Jordan hits that final 6 3-point shot in the first half and then gives you the famous shrug, which was outstanding. Here's Michael Jordan after the game with Ahmad Rashad.
Let's go to Ahmad, who has Michael Jordan alongside him.
All right, thanks, Marv. Michael, if you guys were trying to come out here and make a statement this evening, I'd say you did it with an exclamation point.
Well, I don't think you can make a statement in the finals. I mean, this is just one game, and one game doesn't make a final. But we wanted to get out of the block quick. We got to defend our home court, you know, because we got three games out there. So that can make a big difference if they come in and get one.
What about you in the first half? You shot 6 3-pointers, set a league record. You were in a zone.
I was in a zone. My threes felt like free throws, man. I really didn't know what I was doing, but I was taking them, and they was going in. So, you know, that really helped the game.
Must have been the working out we did this morning. All right, congratulations, Mike. Back to you, Marv.
Yes, that was the fine work done by Ahmad with Michael. And here is Michael after hitting a three-pointer, looking over at UMagic and giving the indication that he is bewildered by that hot shooting touch. We'll be back in a moment.
To be honest, I leave all these clips long because Marv Albert, even though he was in his prime, was super awkward with all of his throws and his digs that he's taking at his partners. Very awkward.
Funny he should mention the nod to Magic Johnson. I wonder why.
We will find out in the fifth and sixth episodes of The Last Dance, which will air this Sunday night. Here's a preview of the episodes that was released on ESPN earlier today, and Magic Johnson is involved in the clip.
Clyde the Glide says we're the two best in the game, but I'm not getting into a war of words with Mike.
Clyde was a threat. You know, I'm not saying he wasn't a threat, but me being compared to him, I took offense to that.
I'm working for NBC. I'm covering the finals. So the night before game one, we were at Michael's house playing cards. And he said, you know what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm going to give it to this dude.
And the matchup at the start, Michael Jordan facing Clyde Drexler. Jordan, the three-point land.
So he hit that first three. And then here come the second one. The third one. Michael didn't want anybody to have nothing over him.
So that was Magic Johnson and the episodes. They will air on Sunday, episodes 5 and 6 of The Last Dance.
And for the sneaker people out there, Jordan did that in the highly underrated Sevens. The Sevens are a nice pair of shoes. He did those in the black and true red ones. They are now, people often talk to them now, like they talk about them, they call them the Raptors, because if you look at them, a little bit of purple in there.
Yeah.
Little bit of purple.
They kind of are, and they're like the one throwback Jordan shoe that like you almost never see anyone wear.
Yeah, they released a couple colors of them, different colorways of them earlier this year, but you don't see a lot of Sevens out there for sure.
So the episodes will air on Sunday, and on Monday here on ESPN 1000, we'll have Last Dance Mondays, and it's presented to you by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.